justification, sanctification, glorification. These three words describe the journey a Christian must undertake to experience the fullness of God's salvation. In a three-part series, I'm going to discuss the meaning of each stage, beginning with justification, on today's episode of the Glowing Coals podcast. Hello, I'm James, and welcome to the Glowing Coals podcast. One way to define justification is the action of showing something to be right or reasonable. In other words, it is the process of proving that a greater good came out of breaking a law. If this can be proved, then the guilty is pronounced innocent or justified in the eyes of the law. But what if we break God's law? Is there any moral good that we can do that justifies breaking His laws? Absolutely not. Because our good can never measure up to God's goodness. His goodness sets the standard. Justification is separate from the law, and there is nothing we can do to earn it. You see, God is holy and His law is holy. God commands us to be holy, but we can't, and God knows this. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, the result was death. They died spiritually and would eventually die physically. Death is the punishment for breaking God's good and holy law. And because Adam sinned, all people have inherited sin and the nature to sin. And because sin leads to death, death in turn leads to eternal separation from God. For the book of Romans states, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But because God so loved the world and did not want us to be separated from Him, a plan was made before the foundation of the world that would justify our breaking His law and reconcile us to Himself. But let's back up a bit. From God's perspective, justification is an act of God whereby He pronounces a sinner to be righteous, and righteous simply means to be right before God. But how can God do this if we can't keep His law? There is only one who is good that can keep God's law, and that is where Jesus comes in. Since Jesus is God, the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, sent Him to earth to be born in human flesh. God then took our sins and transferred them to Jesus' flesh when He died upon the cross. Jesus, while on earth, obeyed His Father's will by going to the cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sins upon Himself. When Jesus died, our sins died with Him. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus did not stay dead. Jesus rose from the dead and conquered death, reversing the curse placed upon Adam. All who believe and obey Jesus by faith died with Him on the cross. And if we died with Him, we shall also be raised from death to a new life and live with Him forever. For the Apostle John says in John chapter 3, verse 36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." But you may ask, how was Jesus qualified to make us right before God? This is where the moral good comes into play. You see, because Jesus is God, He was able to keep His own perfect, good, and holy law. Jesus never sinned. Jesus was innocent, and the innocent died for the guilty. And in doing so became our justification, so God could pronounce us not guilty. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Another way to look at it is that God is both just and the justifier of the one who puts their faith in Jesus. In Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, Paul states, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God." So, to recap, Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of all our sins, but only those that accept this forgiveness can be justified and made righteous. God's justification sets us free from sin's penalty, and He now treats us as holy as if we had never sinned. But there remains a problem. Why do we still sin? It is because the power of sin can still control us if we let it. That is where our sanctification begins, and we'll discuss that topic in next week's episode. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God willing, God bless. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Please tell others about this podcast by rating us and leaving a review. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most other platforms. If you are watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment. And don't forget to click the bell for future notifications.